Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to the bonus episode of Stall It.
More. Give us more.
How's it going, everyone? Yeah, welcome to the bonus episode.
Sorry.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to the bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions. And I should mention on the top of this, we have a live show in Vicar Street on the 12th of February. So get them tickets now, right? Get them now. Get them all the hot. It's nearly Christmas. I'm fucking telling you. If you want to see some of that on the stage, well, not like that noise. Like, we're not going to be, like, that sounds a bit weird. But
you'd be a terrible salesperson. Just like, if someone's not interested, you're not like gently guiding them into, oh, no, go on, get it, no, do you love it? You're like, no. Give me a card now. Get your card
how
out.
It is. Say how it is. Tell them what they have to actually do.
Buy the fucking, buy them. There. Buy them now.
Get them fucking on the long mile road.
Easy. Go online. Buy it. You don't have to leave the, wherever you are.
Give
now,
the table
to
a slap while they're saying
it. It's good,
isn't
it?
Now, get them now.
Nah, that's like, come on. Get the fucking card out. Get your card.
It's just
give me
to that table.
There is.
It's like a picnic table.
And it doesn't rattle.
It's plastic, like.
It is plastic, yeah. It looks better now, doesn't it?
Will I give it a good belt?
Very nice.
That hurt.
He did hurt himself. Right, any questions?
Yeah.
Right.
You'd be alright in a zombie apocalypse in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
We're in the different studio today, that's what he's talking about. And the door is
submarine door.
It's like a submarine door, yeah.
There's a big handle it's that you big. Have to like hefty. Use both hands to turn it. It's like, what the fuck are they keeping us in here like that for?
You'd starve to death.
In a zombie apocalypse? I'd eat everything in here.
I don't think there'd be a lot of nutritional value.
There's my half banana is all that there is
to
eat.
Oh, we'd be fighting over that.
Yeah.
Do you want a question?
That's what we do on the bonus.
We have something to
address.
No, this is good. This is from Kira. Yeah, no, she says I can use her.
Kira.
Hi, lads. I listened to the recent podcast about going looking for your Christmas presents, and it awakened the memory I thought I'd forgotten about. Back when I was a teenager and no one was home, I decided to go snooping around the house looking for my Christmas presents. I looked under my parents' bed, and on my dad's side, I was horrified to find no presents, but loads, and I mean loads, of condoms and opened condom wrappers. Needless to say, that was the last time I ever went snooping about my parents' room. Kira goes on. It came in handy, though, a few months down the line when I needed a condom myself and knew just where to find one at short notice. To this day, I don't know if they ever noticed I took them after they came home from their weekend away. Moral of the story, don't go looking for your Christmas presents, kids. You may find something you don't want to think about your parents doing. Also, side note. Would you want to respond to that before I give you the side note? Side note's very different.
People have sex.
But they throw the condoms out.
It wasn't used.
Throwing them under the bed.
I'm imagining
the wrappers, still like.
Not the used condoms.
Oh, yeah, the wrappers.
Put them on the bleeding counter beside you or fucking bring them down in the morning or something. You never know when your child's looking for Christmas presents around the house.
Jesus Christ. Not wrong with it. A load of condoms. How many condoms is she talking? Did she give a number?
She said loads. She said loads, and I mean loads.
Loads.
I'm wondering how many she took as well. If from this pile of loads,
what do you mean
she
took?
Wondered. Did you like? It wasn't that long of an email.
You didn't even. She said it came in handy when she had used them.
At what point in that email did you tune out?
Oh, I don't know. Some halfway. True.
Please, listeners, short, sharp emails.
The longer one sentence.
Do a longer one.
Do you want the side note?
Yes.
I'd like to say that Joe is the most friendliest and kindest person ever to meet out and about.
Thank you, Kira.
Must have met me, yeah.
Thank you, Kira.
Kira says, I bumped into him a few months ago in the smoking area of a pub and he couldn't have been nicer towards me. Shook your hand and told you what a fan of the podcast I was. What a gent. Anyways, just wanted to clear up any rumours of Joe not being friendly or nice in public.
Is there rumours of that?
I don't think so.
There was that message about you being involved in public urination in Phoenix Park.
Which is, oh yeah.
Which was not fault.
Which yeah. wasn't a reflection of me.
Your fault.
Scaling barriers to get into concerts and
oh, yeah.
your arse, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm sound when I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm just going to jump over here and just...
Ah, don't, all right, don't arrest
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
ah.
sound. I'm just going to try bunk into this concert. Oh, yeah, do you want a photo? Yeah, do you like the sound? I'm just going to try and jump over now.
I don't know who she was. I don't know when I met her. Happy that she found her dad's condoms to get the ride. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with her dad having condoms. Loads of them. Good for him.
Nothing wrong with it, but you could see why it might
do you
make
have condoms?
Her.
Oh.
Do I have condoms? It's a very personal question, eh?
Just asking.
Imagine he asked you that.
It's only the
imagine how you'd react. You'd
only
melt into the back of
the shavers. It's only the shavers, like. Is your condoms there, so what? I've never seen you embarrassed before.
I'm not embarrassed. I'll plead the fifth on it, though.
I don't.
Yeah, neither do I, then.
Do you? Go on, give them that question. Make sure it's not a short one.
James from Georgia.
Oh, he's back.
Who?
Haven't heard from him in a while.
He says, he sent us his Spotify Wrapped, which has the amount of minutes he listened to Stall It.
I'd say it's a good chunk of his life, is it?
Well, let's say if someone listened to, let's say the main episode is 50 minutes and the bonus is 20 on a good week. That's, what, 70 minutes. So, let me just do some quick calculations for you here. 70 by 52, presume we put it fuller. That would be 3,640 minutes. So, the whole output from Stall It, if you listen to every single minute, would be...
For the year.
Around 3,500.
For the year.
Let's add in a couple of deep dives. You're definitely not going over 4,000 minutes.
Okay. He is, though?
He is.
How?
Bonuses as well, do we count them?
I'm counting them, yeah. At what point did you tune out?
There was a lot of numbers being thrown around.
What the fuck, man?
Right.
I think my calculations there are correct. 70 minutes of content a week by 52, plus a few deep dives. We're definitely coming in under 4,000.
Oh, and bonuses then?
Jesus Christ. 70 minutes. 50-minute main episode, 20-minute bonus.
Okay, I'll give you that. All right. Okay.
Right. Okay. 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 Are we all back together? So if you listened to everything we did twice, say, that would be 8,000.
Okay.
That's only
it's
in the year.
Is it
but
more
we have,
than
like,
that?
But we have 4 years of content.
Shut up and just go with it. That's, just
yeah, accept that's what we
what
put out. Exactly. That's what we put out every year.
Every year.
How many minutes of Stall It do you think James listened to?
12,000.
Higher.
Higher?
What?
Higher.
14,000?
Higher.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Keep going.
20.
Higher.
25.
Higher.
That's impossible.
Did he... Maybe he just found it all.
Has he listened to the back catalogue
well,
right the way through like 100 times?
Did James, did you only discover Stall It this year?
No,
I
don't think he was this year.
He's
been
around a while. Catalogue. 30,000.
Well, it makes sense if he...
Higher.
40,000?
Lower.
Wow.
38,000.
34,920.
I don't think... I haven't seen anyone's story with them going to numbers from an individual. I'm a bit afraid, like...
If
I recall correctly, James from Georgia has listened to this podcast like every episode. He's up to date like a few times. I think he's like listened back to it. I think.
And
you recall that?
He owns a gun.
Yeah, he's from America.
And a very cool treehouse.
Georgia as well. And a what?
And a very cool treehouse.
And a cool treehouse, yeah.
He's our best listener.
Clearly.
And I even before that, I always thought he was our number one listener. But now that confirms that he's the number one listener.
Cemented.
Can we offer him tickets to the live show? He has to get his own flight, though.
Yeah, James, if you can get yourself to Dublin, we'll get you tickets to the live show.
Flights are going to be pretty dear, but like tickets, sort you out. Like.
George is a long way away. Imagine it turned out it was all just a ruse. There is no James in Georgia.
A part of me feels like James in Georgia is just someone from Dublin.
That's he's just too like good James to be
in
Georgia, true.
And he's just like led us down the road too long and doesn't want to admit it.
Is that a screenshot of his hours, or did you just say it in his?
Yeah, no, there it is. Look.
Oh shit! He's the top 0.5% fan.
If any, so what's other listeners are in there?
What's the 0.1%?
Hmm. Yeah. Does Spotify go down that far to like in the Wrapped?
I'm surprised he even goes down into the 0 points. That's well, thank you so much, Jesus. I'm glad he likes the content.
But I'm pretty sure he's just like has us on loop when he's finished an episode. He goes when he's finished all of it, he goes back. Well, if he's up to date with the episodes, he's finishing each episode, obviously.
James also says to Owen on the Go Loud team, Lines of Inquiry is amazing. Thanks, James. That's our new true crime podcast.
I know, we dedicated a whole episode to it.
Well, a little shout out.
They all gave out in the comments. All the stuff we've got them over the years, and they give out over that.
It's become incredibly popular.
Like, I've seen it everywhere. Crazy it's like, popular, there's a lot of people showing it. Like.
Lines of Inquiry?
Yeah.
Does he want us on at any point to talk about that?
About your crimes of stealing HB ice creams?
Yeah, like
from Extravision.
You should listen to an episode. You realise he doesn't have people on.
Well, then we won't be on.
But we can do an episode about you robbing ice creams from the Extravision.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourself, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Holy fuck.
What?
What? The next email is someone else's screenshot of their minutes. And it makes James look like an amateur.
Stop.
Fuck me. Hi, Owen and Co. Attached is my number one podcast for the year. Again. His question is, what's the most harmless thing can you judge people for? Harmless thing you judge people for. This is from Dara from Blanche.
I'll judge anyone.
Do you want to guess? Like, James was 34,000, which was the equivalent to listening to almost 10 years of like main and bonus. Like, per week. Like, not like flat out 10 years. You know what I mean? Dara from Blanche. James was
60,000.
64,000. And he is a 0.01% fan.
Wow. He's the 0.01%.
Dara is the 0.01%.
No topping that.
Can't top it. That's the trophy, like.
Do better, James from Georgia.
Yeah. You want to catch up there, mate?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Jesus. Dara from Blanche.
Dara, what are you listening to? Are you going back and listening to the whole, all 230 odd episodes and bonus? Like, again and
would
again?
Would you do that with any podcast?
I wouldn't go back into the back catalogue. No. Like,
what are they getting from this podcast that makes them want to listen to the whole thing?
You should listen yourself and you might understand.
I turn it off.
Shite. Next.
Answer Dara's question for him, will you? What's the most harmless thing you judge people for?
When they have food on that t-shirt.
Like Joe today. Well,
yeah. Joe, toothpaste, right?
Joe showed me that today and I was like, yeah, when people have food on that clothes and it's very noticeable. But it's harmless. It doesn't really bother me, but I judge them. I'll be like, you filthy bastard.
Yeah. Wash yourself.
What the fuck? You not got any other hoodies or anything?
When people are talking and there's like that little build up of saliva in the corner of that. I'm like, will you just wipe it, man?
Do you know what I did the other day?
And I judge them for not knowing it's there.
I do always have that, you prick you.
We're all real self-conscious, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's going to be self-conscious. Just do it from the top to the other day. Wipe.
I was on a shoot, right, for a Christmas thing, like, and we're sitting at a dinner table set up, and someone did something funny, like, you know, like in the doing a take, like, someone did something funny, and I went, didn't I spit on someone?
Oh.
Caught him right there, a little tiny drop right under his eye, and he was like, nice one for that, but there was like spit on the table.
Darling, why didn't you wipe it off?
I did.
Harmless, though, that's the thing.
No, but he was just talking about.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about.
Did you ever do that though? when you laugh, and it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I nearly reach out and rub it before it lands. I try to catch it. Oh, I got
just
it.
Like that.
Nearly spat in your face there, mate. But I caught it with my cat-like reflexes.
Mm-hmm. It's the most harmless thing that you
judge people for.
When I say about the food, I don't really judge anyone, but you'd notice it, like. So you suppose you are judging them.
Yeah, yeah. What about their hair? Do you judge people on their hairstyle?
No.
Their shoes?
There's a lot of people that have judged people on their shoes that are runners.
Have you?
I wouldn't do it. I don't even look at people's shoes that are runners.
Yeah, you're just saying that, though?
I'm not just saying that. A lot of people, like, look at people's runners, like, for some reason. I just wouldn't be drawn to that.
Hmm. I think the spit in the corner of the mouth for me is probably the most innocent, because it's no one's fault.
It's not their fault. It kind of is their fault. It should be wiping it.
Yeah, or drinking more water. I think it comes from dehydration. Drink more water or wipe regularly.
What if someone has a snot hanging out?
I judge them. Just wipe your nose. Do I have one now? No. I'm always self-conscious that I have a little snot hanging.
Just a little dangle.
Yeah. I judge people. This goes to you because you put oat milk in your tea like a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
People that order fancy milks in cafes.
Like almond milk and soy milk and all that.
Soy milk? Like, what the fuck?
I feel like soy milk is only invented the last 6 months.
What even is soy?
Yeah.
And how do you milk it?
It's just cow milk. That's like, they put soy sauce in it.
I judge them profoundly.
I judge everyone for everything.
I don't know. I fucking...
Yellow teeth?
No, because you can brush teeth and they can still be fucking yellowy.
Yeah, from the smokes and the coffee and that.
What about yellow fingers?
Mine are gone. I'm off the smokes. Completely gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's mad, isn't it?
Completely gone. You wouldn't even tell I smoked before.
No, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know.
Brand new.
Remember, my fingers were going yellow. Look at them now.
Just to wrap up this bonus episode, a couple of comments from last week's. Joe, you're a tool.
Ah, yeah, nice one.
What was
nice
the, what, in reference to what?
We just had someone say that I was really nice, and then some fuckers on him too.
And then Jay says, Jesus Christ, Joe, get your gaff check for carbon monoxide, will you? You're talking utter shite.
What's he talking about? Well, what's that in reference
to? He doesn't say what exactly it's in reference to, but obviously something you said has Jay concerned that your brain has been altered by poisonous chemicals.
He's talking about last week when he was talking about there's aliens. Like,
oh, aliens.
Oh, the aliens, yeah.
The aliens. Ah, wake up, so you sheep.
The alien in the
wake
village,
up.
Remember?
The what? The alien in the village walking around, yeah. The Van Giger or whatever. I fucking can't remember now. The town in Brazil, there was an alien walking around. Fucking walking on 2 feet saying, what's the story? Going to the shops now.
He's trying to rob
Virginia,
bread.
Virginia.
He's trying to rob bread, remember, and you were all going, hey, get back, you.
Robbing milk off the steps before the shops were open and all, the dirty bastard. As if aliens aren't real. Get a grip.
You're a tool.
I was talking to AI and I said, what's more likely? Because AI was telling me, no, there's no evidence that aliens exist. And I'm like, yeah, I know there's no evidence, but what's more likely? That aliens visited Earth or they didn't? And that governments have alien spacecraft or they don't? And he said, based on all the anecdotal evidence and the and balancing the possibilities, it's more likely than not that there is alien spacecraft.
And nothing wrong with saying that.
Yeah. There's no carbon monoxide in my gaff.
At least I don't think so.
I have a carbon monoxide alarm.
Have you?
Yeah. You have to.
I don't even have one.
Do you not?
That's why we have a cough.
The silent killer, man. It's a silent killer.
Get yourself one then, pal.
Are you getting a big sandwich?
Ooh. His belly's talking to him, and I only had 2 boiled eggs today.
Oh, yeah.
Walk in.
Just that.
That's all. What
I mean, we'll go and get ourselves an old day. We'll get something to eat and we'll bring it back to there.
I'm not getting that mad now. Like boiled eggs, 2 boiled eggs.
It's breakfast, man. I better fucking breakfast.
Yeah. Do you just eat them with your bare hands?
Yeah, I got a steamer. Like
he's doing
the
fucking. Bush took actual.
Did he eat when we boiled? Yeah.
But like, it's just that's your breakfast. It's not like, oh, they're on a plate.
That's fucking weird, man.
That's not weird. It's very normal, actually. It's very normal.
It's not. Please have a bit of toast. Please have a bit of toast with it or something. Just 2 eggs like that. Oh.
That's not wrong with a boiled egg. People eat.
Do you ever see
eggs?
People like have boiled eggs in pubs? Pickled eggs in pubs? And them fucking. In America, no?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Pickled
and
eggs.
And like, they just like. Bring them out on a little tray to them and all.
Yeah. Or just pickles. Do you have like cucumber?
I have an egg ick. It's probably fine that you had 2 boiled eggs, but I have an egg ick.
So does Maura. Maura doesn't like eggs.
I like them, but it just, when other people have them, it makes me feel ill. Same with beans. I hope you didn't have beans with them. We'll fucking flip this table up.
That's all I had today. It's two boiled eggs and that monster. And a few glasses of coffee.
Oh yeah, all I had was a coffee.
That's all you had?
For the size of me, like, you think.
You must be starving.
I don't know how I keep getting bigger. 4 in the morning with a kebab. Like that. Yeah.
Right, wrap it up. We bounce on Borson as well. Need to have a little Johnny Riddle.
Yes, sound.
Right, see you next week.
Thanks very much.
See you Wednesday.
Get your tickets for the live show.
Live show, February 12th.
Christmas is approaching. Come on. Come on now.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.